Ohne Antenne kein Empfang. Damit fängt es an.
In jeder Gruppe passiert das. Überall der Schmutz und alles so dieses tägliche Leben, das schiebt man am liebsten auf den anderen. Und das bringt so viel Diskussionen oft rein in das Studio, dass darüber oft die Musik vergessen wird. Wenn du aber mit dem Radio zusammen bist, gibt es diese Diskussion nie und du hast dich völlig auf die Musik zu konzentrieren. Und die Satelliten, die rauschen ja auch. Es ist toll, diese Spannung irgendwie zu erleben, diese Stille, die eine Spannung hat. Die ist nicht einfach nur Rauschen. Da spürst du, dass die Leute ja den Atem anhalten. Und das überträgt sich, selbst über das schlechteste Tonsystem, was man sich denken kann, selbst über Telefon. Verliebte Leute, die nichts miteinander reden und die hören nur den anderen auf der anderen Seite, wo nichts ist. Das ist eine spannende Stille. Und für sowas habe ich was übrig.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Hello.
Hello.
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Spectacular. Spectacular.
Booth.
Booth. Booth. Booth. Booth. Bow. One, two, three.
In a land.
One man. One desire.
The birds. The bees. The oscillators.
The oscillators from Super Radio. Willkommen alle zum Super Radio.
And who are you?
I'm just your host.
Nice to see you. Welcome. Willkommen, herzlich willkommen wieder zurück bei Super Radio, Pi Radio und Radio Woltersdorf auf 88,4 und 90,7 MHz, aber diesmal fürs Archiv und auf piradio.de. Und wir haben einen ganz tollen Gast, den wir herzlich empfangen wollen, True Cuckoo. Und wir werden weiter in Englisch sprechen, weil Cuckoo ist da.
Yeah. Hello. Ich kann fast alles verstanden, aber ich kann nicht so viel sprechen. Ja.
Toll. Wahnsinn.
But I'm preferring.
Sweet. Okay. Nice to meet you. Nice to finally meet you. I've seen you running around here hurriedly for years and years. And it is very hard to catch the fleeting bird, so to speak. And today you grace us. You were here on work-related topics.
In work-related topics? Yeah, well, I'm not sure what you... Yeah.
In the capacity as an artist, you have a new record out?
Yeah. I have a new record out. It's called Non-Binary Code. And I've made a promise to myself to kind of release albums on the 1st of April every year. So that's the cuckoo day. And last year, I released this album digitally, but I released it... this year on vinyl, because it's something I've been wanting to do, but I just didn't have the financial resources last year to do it. So this year it's out, and you can order it. And I brought 20 of them here, but they all sold out.
I'm so
you
glad.
Got the last one to the radio.
Oh, yes. That's very nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Frank, maybe we can listen to some non-binary. Do you have a title that you would like us to introduce? Would you like to introduce
the title? Are we going hard or chill?
It's the end of the booth, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a certain vibe in the air right now. We've seen everything. We are sort of in the mood, but also very happy.
Yeah, maybe we go with... that's a difficult question. Where do we start?
Actually, I think chill would be great.
Yeah, I think if we start with this syntax mismatch, it's a long one, but we don't have to listen to all of it, but that is kind of, yeah.
Thank you.
takes me back. Herzog 2, Thunder Force 4.
I love the references. Herzog 2, I don't know anyone who could reference that game. I love that game.
It's so energetic and so forward. And maybe not the sound effects of the game, but that's good. It's really heavy and forward. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm scrolling.
That's great.
Wicked.
Yeah, a lot of inspiration comes from that era. When I was a teenager, playing the Sega Mega Drive, and we got some games imported from Japan. Like Herzog 2 was really a weird game for me, but I was just so immersed in the music there.
The music,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty funky. And you hear the character of the Digitone. It's I guess you've been shifting a lot the notes to get this funkiness, or how do you work?
It is with FM synthesis, there is a lot of kind of searching and exploring before you find the tone and the sweet spots. They can come from exploring. You might have some idea and you might be an expert on FM synthesis, but it's still when you explore, that's when you kind of stumble upon things that you maybe you didn't foresee totally. And sometimes, like getting the right hi-hat sound, how do you do that? How do you, where are those buzzing frequencies? You just need to cross-modulate some weird FM tones and go up into a range where it kind of starts to break apart a bit and becomes a bit unpredictable. And the math kind of runs a bit wonky, and suddenly you're in some sort of metallic hi-hat land.
And you have so many channels that that you can easily layer sounds,
This is made on the Digitone 1, the original, which only had like four tracks and eight voices. And what you hear is actually four tracks and eight voices.
Incredible.
There's no like, I recorded it multi-track, but there is no cheating. I haven't layered anything on top of it.
Okay.
So that is actually something I'm Yeah, it's like making a game soundtrack on an old machine. You have a set of resources and you can't exceed that. So you need to be like really creative with how you fill in these gaps where you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the... You're not missing the new updates on the MK1?
I have the Mark II now, the Digitone 2, and it's really good because you can just bring this over to the Digitone 2 and it works. It sounds the same. And then you can add even more tracks if you want to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Mark 1 is still epic in its own right, but the Digitone 2 is taking it a bit further.
Yeah, so you're playing all kind of electron machines.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite song that you did with the Syntact? Is there one?
Yes, there is one actually. The Syntact is really special. It is sort of a mashup between the model cycles and the analog drum, analog rhythm.
Yeah.
And I really like the analog tracks on that. It's really gnarly. But when I was working with that track, with that synthesizer for the first time, I had recently met an unexpected rapper from the UK. He was a bartender, and I was at an open DJ night, just very randomly. And he, during the DJ kind of battle, he suddenly got up and took the mic and started emceeing, and he was amazing. So I just remembered, I said, hey.
These are the happy accidents.
Yeah, yeah. I said, hey, we should collaborate someday. And I kept remembering him. And then when I made this video with the Syntact, I was like, you know, let's kind of stage it so that during my performance, it's a little staged, but it looks like I'm kind of phoning him right there and then. It's like, hey, would you like to rap on top of this? And he's on like video call and starts rapping. I mean, I sent him the song in advance and he rapped and we staged it a little bit, but that is my favorite song, I think. My demo song with the Digitact, and he is rapping, so cool.
And what's the name of it? Is it also on that
album? No, it's not out, it's just on YouTube.
Okay.
It's
So we got to look it up.
Yeah, if you search for Cuckoo Dig Attacked, yeah. It'll probably show up.
You're so deep into Electron, maybe you got more insights. Do you know anything about Toneberg? Will it happen? Will it happen?
You know, I when that leak came out, if it is a leak, I think it is a leak. It looked really legit, didn't it? It looked like a real thing. But I'm in touch with Electron a lot, and sometimes they send me stuff in advance and let me know things in advance. But mainly when it's very close to release, they're keeping it tight. They're keeping it tight. So I hope that whenever this happens, that they will send me in advance, because I'm really good at finding bugs in this phase where you know it's close to release. They're sending out to some people. And then testing it with hands that had never tested it. Maybe we find some different kind of bugs than the team has found. So I hope it happens. It looked, I don't know what it is, but it looked exciting.
That's the thing. Nobody knows what it will be.
It's in Swedish, and I come from Sweden. So Tonverk, maybe it's in German, it's the same, but Ton, that means a tone or, good tone, Werk, like in German, Werk.
The Werk,
It's something you've created, a creation or something like that. Like if you compose something, that's considered a Werk.
Yeah.
So,
what could you imagine? Or would you have a wish what it should be?
I think I wish it will sound amazing. I mean, it's like, for instance, with the Octatrack, it's considered to be very, very complex.
Yeah.
And some machines, they just need to be complex.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And then they have the Digitact and the Syntact, and they're considered to be a bit more approachable, but they're still complex.
That's true. Yeah.
But I think I'm ready for something complex.
Yeah, complex polyphone sampler?
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be very nice to have polyphone scrapping sound.
Yeah.
In minor? I think there's a lot of space for thought and fantasy.
Yeah.
Shall we maybe have a listen to another song of you?
Yeah, sure. Let's pick something kind of jolly. How about
jolly sounds good?
Tech. Here we go. Thank you.
Ja, mit dem Song ist die Sonne zurückgekommen und wir sprechen immer noch mit Kuku. This was so interesting, our conversation, what we had in the meanwhile. When I thought, I was so excited, when I jumped up to Electron, looking what there could be.
Oh, yeah.
And you were speaking about the system that the machines are built now.
Yeah.
Why you're thinking that it's going to be complex. Can you explain it one more time?
Yeah, I think I know for a fact that the current latest machines, the Mark II, or not the Mark II, but the Tours,
yeah,
the Digitac 2 and the Digitone 2. With that, that is the fruit of many, many years of research development, of developing a whole new technical platform powering these devices. So if you were to open them up and you know your things, you would see that, oh, this is actually very different from what was in the original Digitac.
Yeah.
And it's a whole new technical platform, new processor, new everything. But in these two devices, from what I've been told, is it's the new platform kind of supercharging the old platform. So it's kind of the old platform pushed to the limits by the new platform, making it possible to do more things, but it's sort of still half one foot in the old domain. But what I suspect and expect is that the next machine, I hope, will be built entirely on the new platform, which I expect would also open the door for making it much more powerful.
And maybe also giving some space on Akku, maybe, that you could sit in a park and play it in the green.
I have no idea.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I have an old Wasp from Electronic Dream Plant.
Uh-huh.
I always enjoyed it, putting in some batteries, sitting in the park and playing. And this was pretty nice.
Yeah.
I did buy one of these MyVolt cables.
Yeah.
They come in a size where you can use a small power bank with a USB connector too, and it does work with some of. Well, I haven't one of the bigger Octatrack size.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Units, but it does work with the Syntact and the Digitone.
Yeah, so I think they all have very similar power needs, and the analog ones have a bit more power needs, I think.
Yeah,
but they can all run on MyVolt solutions.
Yeah, I have a little larger power bank, like 30 centimeters long by 15 by 8. So it's real block. But I've been running the three devices, Octatrack, Digitone, Syntax, and a little modular case, a very, very small one.
Yeah.
But I've been running it for 4 hours. And that's pretty nice, especially like moments like now when the sun is coming out again. It was a little bit freezy the last hour, but now it's we are so lucky with the weather on the Super Bowl.
yeah, it's been really great. Last year, good weather too, but it was very hot.
Yeah.
So in the tents for the exhibitors, there was. It was too
stressful.
Hot for them. Yeah, but this year has been perfect. So in the tents, it's like, it's still fresh, no crazy temperatures.
Yeah, in the large hall, it's much warmer. Yeah.
That is true. Yeah.
And those guys don't have a voice anymore because it's very loud there.
Yeah. And Electron, speaking of Electron, they're always in this sunny flank. The sun always shines on that side of the building, so that it's very hot in there.
Yeah, it's a hard job to work here.
Yeah.
But everybody's smiling, it's such a familiar feeling, it's enjoyed pretty much.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I think everything is so smooth this year, at least from what I could tell.
Yeah.
Everything worked, and was it like one or two years ago when you kind of moved the food area over to the to the open park area, that makes the whole flow of people flow all over the place in a much nicer
because
way.
Before everybody was standing here and you couldn't come really through.
Made it really nice.
Did you see anything that was fascinating you?
Yeah, I keep coming back to it, but Bastille Instruments, they introduced a new wave bar a couple of days ago, or maybe a week ago, which is a modular sampler in the new Castle 2 lineup. And it's very small, portable, and runs on a couple of batteries. And it's so incredibly fun. I think it could be a great entry point for a lot of people who are interested in the concept of modular synths and modular music. You have something very fun. Everything you do is kind of generating something that is very fun.
Yeah.
And they have two of them, and the other one is an effect machine, effects wizard, which is the same hardware but different firmware and different top plates. So if you have one of them, you can try the firmware from the other one free and see if you like that one. And and that one really stood out to me. Super fun.
Especially while talking about playing in the sun in the park.
Yeah.
Bastel is enormous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing I saw in the modular domain was the Bela.io. They have this Gliss controller, where it's a touch controller that basically captures your motion, then uses that as an envelope or an LFO or as a CV value.
Oh,
and now
nice.
They introduce nice. And now they introduce a new version that is not just top to bottom, but X, Y.
Yeah.
So you basically draw a little shape, and that drawing becomes the value, the X, Y value.
Ah, nice.
And then you can play that back in various fashions. You can even rotate the drawing you made so that slowly what was Y axis will slowly tilt and become X.
Yeah.
Which cool. is super, super nice.
I was trying to wrap my head around what that meant sonically when the parameters are morphed in the geometry.
Yeah,
because you could see that they give a color coding and the human hand has four fingers.
Yeah.
So it's ideal for either the right or the left hand, or both perhaps. And they demonstrated this graphical three-dimensional rotation with the color coding, so it's easier to understand.
Yeah.
I imagine if there's some kind of way to convert the control voltage into a digitone format, would be interesting gesture controller.
Yeah.
Wow, cool idea.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, there was a software just in front of the Millennium, I think it was called Brainwave, and there you were have been able to draw your WAV files as well, and you could import JPEGs and just see how a picture of a gibbon, an ape, is sounding like.
Yeah, mostly kind of noisy, probably.
but also there were melodic ways. You could easily do some sequences, and I think it's nice because, for example, I also like drawing and sculpturing, and I think the arts are also as well going together. You also have your own design style. I think it's a nice idea to get different pronunciations of art together.
Yeah.
Music is the international language, and it's giving the place to get languages together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why we are here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
absolutely.
I think even Teenage Engineering with the original OP1, they had an etch and sketch kind of sequencer, so you could draw.
Yeah.
You know, one knob moves it to horizontally, another vertically, and then you just draw a picture or something.
And they also had these funny illumination illustrations, how effects work, also a picturesque way to pronounce effects, like a sequencer maybe, in that tumbler thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This was, I like pretty much as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
True.
bridging the gap between illustration and micro sequencing ornamental quadraphonic FM synthesis adventures.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Sweet.
Super cool.
Do you see anything else?
I went through, I think, most of the rooms. Let's see. I haven't had time to try everything I've seen. But I'm happy to see Korg Berlin having their Phase 8 is finally ready for manufacturing. They haven't announced a release date, right?
No, they haven't. No. Tats was here yesterday, and I love the instrument as well.
Yes,
yeah, and
yes.
Build it so sturdy and feels so good and really good quality, but there's no date yet fixed.
But I feel like it is ready for manufacturing. It is
looking like.
Yeah, it looks, everything is contained now. There is no accidental short circuiting. I did that last year. I accidentally threw some metal on it that short circuited.
Oh, wow.
But now everything is safe, and like the middle plate where everything is housed is housed in some sort of rubber base or something, so that it withstands a little bit of the of bass and stuff.
Yeah, Tats, he proved it by playing it and then putting some coins on it while playing.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the notes turned into hi-hats and it was wow, and it was started being a catchy, nice groove.
Mm.
Ah, so you're the reason we can put rocks and coins on the thing now.
Yeah, coins. Coins especially.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah, it was close to the end of it last year, and I was like, oh, what happens if you put a coin on it, and it actually came smoke out of it. So I was like, oh, I should have done that.
These are the happy accidents.
Yeah, yeah. But of course, they knew about this. Yeah. And they knew where they would eventually go.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, I won't take any credit for that.
No, you went to Superbooth and you broke stuff.
Yeah.
You're really hardcore.
Hardcore. Yeah, hardcore cuckoo.
Yeah, super, super cool to have you. Have you had in our show?
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. It's an honor.
Yeah, maybe we should listen to another song.
Let's see. Well, yeah, let's go out with a bang, shall we? So let's play Bitcore, and
with bang, that sounds good.
Yeah.